It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Do we know what caused Dusty Hill's death?
Well, it was so weird because over the weekend, there were all the videos of Elwood Francis filling in on bass. And they said it was just Dusty having to go home to Texas for a hip issue.
Yeah,
like his, did he have hip surgery like years ago, a couple of years ago?
I don't know when it was or if there was something corrective. But then less than a week later, he's dead.
So did he turn septic? Or sepsis? What's the word I'm looking for?
Septic.
Did he turn septic in the hospital? It was weird, like out of nowhere. And then I was trying to convince myself, no, we knew that he was sick.
But he died at his house.
Yeah, he was home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I guess if he was septic, he would have been in the hospital.
Right.
Like they last played with him on the 18th. They canceled a show, I think, on the 21st. They played again on the 23rd with Elwood. Last Friday. And had played a couple shows over the weekend with the guitar tech. And then canceled last night's show in Simpsonville, South Carolina, where my parents live.
Oh, were they going to go see him?
They did not have plans.
Damn it.
And I'm telling you, I know they said the show must go on. They're playing tomorrow night.
I was wondering, because I know that they've got a residency booked in Vegas.
Well, yeah, they got tomorrow night at Tuscaloosa.
Oh, do they really?
They're playing.
You don't think they take a day?
They took last night.
But you can't.
They're playing.
I fully believe they are going. I didn't think they would go tonight or tomorrow night, but I thought they'd take a couple of days. No question, they're going to keep going.
Like Monday or something.
I'm telling you.
Tonight.
Well, they released that statement.
They have no show tonight.
So it's tomorrow night in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did release that statement saying on his deathbed, Dusty's last wish was
don't cancel.
Which probably sounded like this. And they were like, oh, Dusty said show must go on. It just seems so quick to say that.
It was basically a carbon copy of the statement they released when he went home.
And show must go on.
They quoted that in the press release again yesterday. They're playing tomorrow night. There's no question about it. Thanks for being a part of this band for 50 years.
But the show must go on. Just a little boogie woogie. What was there? The boogie woogie band from? I have it wrong.
Tube Snake Boogie.
I don't know. I was going to say, will there be like a big tribute song for them?
What do you mean? Like, I'll be missing you?
Diane, they're not going to do that. No.
ATS will cover it.
No, years later. But like, remember like when Skinner would do Freebird and just put the hat on the microphone? Mm-hmm. And like, that was like the thing.
Oh.
Are they going to do something for Dusty? Like,
during Legs.
No, I was thinking LaGrange. They would do it.
I mean, Dusty's song was obviously Tush.
Yeah. Great song, by the way.
He sang lead vocals for it.
Great song. Tush.
But it's there was even speculation, and I don't think it's true, but they thought that Elwood Francis, the fans did, over the last three or four shows he's played with them this last week, was wearing a fake beard.
I was going to ask, what is Elwood? I don't know that I've seen Elwood.
Like.
What does he look like?
Well, you see the videos, and they're grainy. They're not pro shot or anything. He's got the ZZ Top beard.
Right on.
Oh, boy, well,
does he really?
Yeah, he's just like chubbier.
I'm sorry, Diane.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Dusty was a little bit more fit than he was, I guess.
Dusty was fat.
Oh, wait,
You're thinking of Billy. Billy's pretty slim.
Yeah.
Okay, Dusty was a little heavier, yes.
Like, I'll show you this video. You tell me if you think this is a fake beard.
Does he pull it down and snap it back up?
Oh, you know what? He does do that.
You know, the Stooges used to do. Oh, and there were three of them. Oh, damn. I can't tell you how many times I've seen them in concert, though.
You're kidding.
Well, I mean, they were a Houston band.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
I've never seen them.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just saw. When was I at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Wait, is that Elwood?
Oh,
my God.
Wait, that's Elwood over on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He looks like Bob Weir.
He does.
So you think that's real hair?
Wait, hold on. No. It, well...
Someone even thought it was a wig, too.
It looks like a wig. It looks like he borrowed it like some Santa Claus mask.
He looks lost, like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Long time guitar tech.
Now, that is true.
He said like 20 years,
That
right?
is true. He's been with them for 20 years. But it does look fake, like he's Santa.
And if it is fake.
But does he do the whole hand motion and everything?
You gotta take that off tomorrow night.
No, you can't.
You look like a tribute band.
Yeah, well... No. Tribute band is when Billy and Dusty go. Not Dusty. Dusty already went. Sorry. Frank goes. Frank, of course, Frank Beard has no beard.
Ironically.
I easily have seen them, I don't know, 10 times in concert. They used to play all the time. Nice guys. Very nice guys.
Oh, we loved Billy.
Billy was great. Yeah, Billy was great when he was on. God, look at Frank Beard. Jesus Christ, does he look old? Well, they are all old. How old was Dusty?
72.
Thank you. Do you remember the big TV connection? Well, you remember how they started. It was Dusty, Frank, and Dusty's brother were a band in Dallas, or just outside of Dallas. And when they just kind of played like bars and stuff. So finally, Frank Beard, Dusty Hill, and then Dusty Hill's brother, they wanted to move to Houston to get out of just playing the Dallas club scene. And Dusty's brother, who was very religious, was like, nope, I'm going to stay and I'm going to play like religious music or whatever he was going to do in that circuit. Obviously didn't make it. So Frank and Dusty picked up and moved to Houston, and that's where they met Billy Gibbons.
Okay.
And that's kind of where they became ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the launch there. But do you remember the big TV connection? Very pop culture
well,
with Dusty Hill.
They talked about how they like revolutionized themselves and sort of made themselves more MTV friendly.
Oh, what was better than Legs and Sharp Dressed Man?
When those albums came out.
I did, and I got it from the band when they came into the radio station, but I got one
the keychain?
Yes! Yeah!
Really?
Absolutely! What was the name of that car? What was the name of the car?
Eliminator?
The Eliminator. Thank you, Diane. No, I don't know if that's right.
That was the album.
That's it. Then yes, that was it. And they had the silver Z's.
Yeah.
Handed to me by the band. Handed to me
you
by the band.
You still have it?
No. Why would
Dude,
I have
you
that?
You should hold on to that.
Oh, yeah!
How do you get rid of that?
Diane, I don't need a keychain.
A memento given to you by the band. I would have held on to that.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't hold on to it. Ooh, here we go. So good. Who wants to do the dance move? Oh, is the new guy, is Elwood? Which, by the way, you can't have a Blues Brothers name. But is Elwood, does he do like the whole routine with the spinning guitars and everything? Diane, whatever. You say ZZ Top, everybody knows the hand motion. I was talking to Jackie.
The spinning guitars.
The spinning guitars were great. I was talking to Jackie last night, breaking the news to her. She wasn't really upset. But the first thing she said when I was like, hey, did you hear Dusty Hill died? And she said, who? And I said, Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. First thing she did, licked two fingers and then did the circle. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. This was like hot. Please don't take offense if you identify, but this was like hot redneck sex music. Yes.
I identify as sex.
Get it, Frank. Oh, you haven't answered my question. In pop culture, what was Dusty Hill's big TV moment? This was huge.
Is it like an award show thing?
No. Pop culture, Diane. Do you remember when... What? Pew! What was his big moment?
I don't know.
King of the Hill, when Hank Hill...
Oh, my God.
He played himself. When Hank Hill...
No kidding.
...tried to convince the family that that Dusty was his cousin. Yep. Pulled that clip up on the old YouTube yesterday. Thank you. Oh, yes! 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 Oh, this was a big euphemism. The old tube steak boogie. That's a euphemism for penis.
She really upset with me again. I didn't give a
you forget the hits they have.
They're a lot.
Bam, bam. This is also, this was post-coital redneck hugging. Oh, I gotta go to line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, this is Tyler from Alexandria. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I am going to see ZZ Top next weekend in Kansas City playing with Willie Nelson.
Wow, what a show. What a show. And the great thing about that show, well, first of all, you know you'll see ZZ Top. They'll be there. Tyler has them playing tomorrow night in Tuscaloosa.
Absolutely.
So they'll be there.
Yep.
At that show, though, with Willie Nelson and ZZ Top, you will see a lot of women in tank tops with no bra. A lot of side boob. A lot of side boob at that show.
Well, I'm going with my wife and my father-in-law, so we have to behave somewhat.
Hey, what is the do you just happen to be in Kansas City and they're there, or are you making the trek to see the show?
It was my late brother-in-law's favorite band, so for Father's Day we surprised him with tickets to see ZZ Top and then
Silver Lining? Silver Lining? While you're at that show, your brother-in-law and Dusty will be together looking down on that show.
That's a nice thing to do for Dad.
Thank you. Oh, I thought you meant my spin on it. Yeah. Never mind.
And Dusty's claim to fame was the cameo he had in Back to the Future 3.
Back to the Future 3. Absolutely. Absolutely. Not as good as the Hank Hill cousin appearance, but yes, you're absolutely right. He was in Back to the Future 3. Wasn't he also in a, Yes. You know what this song tastes like?
Marlboro Reds?
No.
What?
Levi Garrett chewing tobacco and weed.
That's what this song tastes like.
Right.
What about this one?
I don't know if I can say it.
Too soon.
Those are some of the hottest chicks. Oh my God. All right, windows down for dusting. I said I wasn't going to interrupt, but I'm going to. We would be remiss if we didn't honor Diane's favorite ZZ Top song. This was Diane's favorite hookup song at Radford. All right, now, windows down for Dusty. Even though that's Billy.
That takes his time. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Like Diane.
And here is time. I'm almost there every night.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.